Yeah, that was fun. That was.
I have a bad movie to report as well.
What'd you got?
I watched News of the World, that new pedophile Tom Hanks movie.
What's the pedophile Tom Hanks up to?
He made a movie, and I was stoked on it. It was about the fucking engines, 1870s.
Oh, yeah.
I think
yeah.
it was loosely based on one of the ladies who had gotten kidnapped as a child from the Comanche.
Mm-hmm.
And her uncle actually like spent his whole life trying to get her back. They made a John Wayne movie about it. But then this one, I don't know. They just fucked it up. It was pointless.
Yeah.
It was pointless. And right when it started, I was like, you know, I was alone, so I was able to say things like this, but I was like, I know it's just going to be bad white guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's going to be a historical movie about white guys being evil.
Was Tom Hanks evil or like a good guy?
No, Tom Hanks. So they did the same thing they did in Greyhound, that movie where he was on, where he like befriended the cook.
Yeah.
The black cook. At the beginning of this one, the way he finds the girl is she was, her, something got attacked with a black guy, and he got hung. And it said, like, whites only, he got like lynched. And then, Tom Hanks, like, it cuts to Tom Hanks, like, burying that guy and putting, like, a cross on his grave. And, like, yeah. It's like, he, and then later you find out he was a Confederate soldier. So it's like.
So he had his dark past.
So he was a Confederate soldier, but now he's like, everybody deserves respect. And it's like, beat it, movie.
Yeah.
Beat it. You don't need to show me that at the beginning. And then I was wondering, because it's a book, I wonder if that was in the book.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was, or if that was a little Hollywood, like...
A little razzle tat.
We need to make sure everybody knows he's a good Confederate soldier.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I wonder if...
I don't know if...
I think Tom Hanks might be getting typecasted as, like, a racially enlightened historical
exactly.
figure.
That's like, exactly what this was.
This is wrong.
It was. It is the perfect Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
And one point, he, like, starts a workers' riot... For no, so his job is to read the news. That's his job.
Sure.
He goes town to town and reads the news, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
But then the problems were so manufactured. Like right away, he finds this girl who's an Indian. He's trying to a white girl that was raised by Indians, and he's trying to like return her to her aunt and uncle.
Really?
Yeah. And right away, a gang of white dudes are like, "We need that child. We'd like that child for our own." Yeah. So he's got to like fight them off. The evil white guys are like, "Come on, man, just give us the girl."
So the Comanches like, are like, "Here you go,
and
sir."
And the Comanches are like very honorable, noble people, just walking in the dark. But
oh, this is your girl. Excuse us, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Take her back.
And then so he kills the one guy. Then he goes the next thing. They get ganged up on by another different group of white guys that are like, "Give us what's going on here." Over and over again, it's just white guys. Like
and Tom Hanks is like, "I love black people." Like, well, this has nothing to do with this.
Yeah,
just
no. Every once in a while, the bad guys will be like, "This is white's land only," and it's like, "All right." Shut up, dude.
He's just saying it to Tom Hanks.
Yeah, they keep saying it to Tom Hanks, and he's like, "I don't like that."
There's just someone, like, there's like an 1870s settler who's like, "Show us the Pizzagate tapes, Tom Hanks." He's like, "Yeah. Hey, I don't believe in that stuff. Let me get this girl back to safety."
But so this like guy who owns a buffalo company, so they're out, you know, hunting buffalo. He's got like, he's basically a tycoon in this town where he's like, he controls everything. He's the head of the thing, and he's like, when they get Tom Hanks and the girl. He asked Tom Hanks to read the news. Tom Hanks tells him what his job is. And he's like, "Here, read this news." And it's just about how great the guy is.
Nice.
It's like his own newspaper that he writes. And he wants to tell all the townspeople how great he is. So he gives it to Tom Hanks. And then inexplicably, Tom Hanks refuses to read it. And is just like, "How about this story instead?" And it's like a workers' union strike in Pennsylvania is the news he reads to the workers.
Yeah.
Who, of course, immediately break into a riot. After 1 minute of hearing this. And the guy who's running the place is like, "Well, I just paid you to read the news that I gave you. Just read that." And he's like, "Well, I don't think so, Mr. Farley." And the guy's like, "What the fuck are you doing? Why are you fucking my shit up? For no reason."
Just being a dick.
Just for no reason.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, they escape. They kill the guy. They kill Farley.
Damn.
It's great. It's, and then
so
you,
they,
it's,
they eat the rich.
They eat the rich also.
And then they're like, "Let's free the workers."
Yeah.
That is a funny, yeah.
Did the workers are black too.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Did you hear Billy?
The only minorities in the movie are the workers for the Buffalo guy that Tom Hanks riles up into probably a riot that got suppressed violently.
Yeah, dude. That's you know? I mean, that's just a sick, that's like the sick elite white fantasy, dude, of like rowing around
champion
town.
Champion the poor.
It's like, have obviously, they're like, what are poor white people up to? They're trying to rape little girls and shit. And they're like, we got to go, you know, like, go and like free, like, oppressed minority workers. It's like, it's getting weird, dude. That's what.
It's a bummer. I was excited about the movie.
Did Billy tell you about the Anderson Cooper thing that happened?
No.
How Anderson came out and was like, and these losers that stormed the Capitol probably laughed about it in their crappy hotels, like, he named, what the fuck was the hotel? Holiday Inn. He's like, they're at their Holiday Inn, eating at their Olive Garden, and he had to come out and apologize. Because, he basically looped two big corporations into, like,
poor white trash.
Kind of fucked their identity. Yeah, first of all, like, made fun of poor people. No one talks about that.
Yeah.
And then, like, implicated two corporations being like, these are for white trash.
Well, that's what everybody does when they're allowed to do it.
Yeah.